Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Odyssey celebrates Labor Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
3 o'clock straight up here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lou Gower. It is after hours here on The Fan. Hopefully everybody had a very pleasant Luke evening. Gotcha for the next 2 hours. The warm-up show, Al and CeeLo, come your way at that time. Listen, is it Al and Gordon in the warm-up show? Or is it Al and CeeLo? I thought CeeLo was in today.
I thought so, too. I worked last week. They said CeeLo, but the schedule I just looked at said Gordon.
Okay, so here's the deal.
Al
will be here. And he will have a list of things. You know, Chris Sale got ejected before the game started. That was interesting. So Al's going to have his list. He's checked it twice. And he's either going to be talking to Gordon Damer or he's going to be talking to CeeLo. Now, what I'm going to do in the next hour, I'm going to walk into the newsroom. And if I see Gordon, I'll promote Gordon. And if I see CeeLo, I'll promote CeeLo. You know, I took a shot there because normally I wait to see who's coming up next in the flesh before I say they're coming up on the air. You know, like, I think it's going to be Al Cintron, but let me see Al Cintron first.
The one time you gambled.
The one time I was like, yeah, let me just throw that out there. Because I did see CeeLo. Now, I did not talk to CeeLo over the weekend. Sometimes we'll chat a little bit, and more so in our group chat, but even like individually. So we didn't like discuss whether he's coming in. So let's put it this way. The warm-up show is coming your way in 2 hours. Of course, headline by one Mr. Albert Michael Anthony Dukes. So that's coming up in a couple hours. Look, I've had enough with Jose Caballero and this pitch clock stuff. Enough. And I've been a Caballero supporter when it comes to just him over Anthony Volpe. And I love his fire and I love his spunk and I love his speed and I love some of the things he can bring to the table as far as a baseball player. But the pitch clock stuff has just become absolutely annoying, to say the least. Including the other day when he can't get down the line fast enough after a walk, so the batter after him gets a ball because of that. Like, it's reached crazy levels of absurdity. And Caballero, about a month ago, said he's being picked on. It's like, well, no, I'm at the point now where I've had enough, and I'm becoming a team umpire, even though I used to be team Caballero. And I just like to see a stop be put to it, because it's just annoying now. Now it's just becoming obnoxious and silly. I get trying to get an advantage and trying to get in the opposing pitcher's head. And he was able to do that early in the year, or not even early in the year, maybe a couple weeks ago against the Pirates. But this cost your team, didn't help your team. So it's one thing if you're doing something to help your team, it's another thing to do something and hurt your team. And this the other day hurt the Yankees. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is Gordon Damer. Gordon Damer will be coming in on the warm-up show. Not Christopher Aloysius Joseph Lopresti. CeeLo apparently has been bumped. No, I don't know. The schedule I saw. But the schedule I saw also came out like 6 weeks ago. So it's perhaps there was a new update. Why wasn't I CC'd on this email? 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get into this hour, Jackson Dart and his new favorite target. We'll get into the Cade Klubnik hype train, all of that in the 3 a.m. hour. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Anthony joins us from New Rochelle here on After Hours. What's up, Anthony?
Oh, hey, Tommy. Hey, Tommy. Great show. I like when you're on the radio. You have interesting insights.
So does my mother. So you have that in common with her. Hopefully upper management agrees with both of you, but you know, maybe I'll be just 1 year and done. But I hope that they agree with you too, Ant.
So I wanted to talk about the Mets, and I was looking at their schedule. I was hoping that maybe they can make a run and get that wild card spot. If they can be on a couple runs, but the upcoming schedule looks just really tough.
Anthony, we can talk about the Mets in a second. Let's talk about you first. Oh. It sounds like you are doing something right now. You're good. You sound like almost like you're kind of on the run almost a little bit. Like I hear wind. You sound almost out of breath. I don't know if you're just nervous to talk to me. Don't be. But you almost sound like you're kind of in a little bit of something right now.
No, I'm just driving, but I have my headset on.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, it kind of sounded like you were just kind of... Say Vandalay. You know, you just seem like you were in a little bit of a thing going on. But it sounds like you're right.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm all right.
Now, Anthony, do you work the overnights, or are you just up late, you go bump in the night? What's the deal here? You're driving into work, driving home from work? What do you got going on?
I teach during the school year. I teach high school math, and overnight I do deliveries like Uber Eats and.
Oh, very cool.
So I heard you and I wanted to call in.
Appreciate you. What do you got? What do you got on the Mets?
Just their schedule with the Braves. I don't even think they can play at 500 ball in the next few weeks.
Well, listen, the schedule is very difficult, but I wouldn't get hung up on that per se. What I will say, if I were to cap this series, you are getting a pissed off, ticked off Braves team as they lost 2 out of 3 to the Yankees. So, and it starts tonight. The Braves are going to come in, I think, hot in this series. But you know what? The Mets are coming with a ton of confidence. They scored 42 runs in the last 6 games. Thankfully, Carson Bench is not injured. He's back in the lineup. So I think the Mets are going to be up for the challenge here in Atlanta.
No, it's good to hear. I like this Mets team. There's a lot of fun players. And they can win any given game that they play. It just sucks that like the whole entire schedule is everyone's in it. Everyone except for maybe the Giants, but everyone else for the next 40 plus games are they're all in a race or they're contending for a playoffs or position.
Well, don't let me take the hope out of or the wind out of your sails. We've seen it with the Astros start of the year. Whatever I think they're like 30-41 or something like that. And then we know what the Red Sox have done. Hey, keep it going. Keep the train moving. Keep the ball rolling. And you never know what can happen. I mean, there's still 2 months left in the season, and this is what baseball wants. They want hope. They want teams and fan bases to be into it, you know, in August and September. Let me ask you this with the Uber Eats, though. So is this one of those situations where, like, so if I want, let's say, a fast food, I order it through you and then you bring it to me? Because my wife has done the Uber Eats things before, but I haven't. So she does it for us. So I don't know exactly what the full process is. But what is it?
Yeah, everything's done through the app. So you would order on the app, and if I'm in the area, I would get that call. I would get the call, and then it would tell me which restaurant to go to. And it would also tell me where I'm dropping that order off. And then there would be instructions like leave at door or deliver at the door to the person.
Right. Yeah. It's not necessarily like a drug deal. Like you're just basically coming to the house and putting it on the step. But I would imagine, though, in the middle of the night, it's mostly fast food because that's really the only thing that's open, or a diner, right? Because what else could be open at 3 a.m?
Yeah, that's right. Diner culture is kind of dead, so there's not that many diners open at this hour. There are a few, but yeah, it's mostly fast food like McDonald's or like those fast food restaurants.
Fast food, White Castle or something, or Wendy's. Well, wait, what did you say? Diners are closed during? You said something. Diner is like around this time, or like because it's not the weekend anymore.
Oh, diner culture.
Diner culture.
Yeah, people aren't going out to diners late at night anymore.
What the heck happened? That used to be a big thing when I was younger. Are you trying to tell me that people aren't getting breakfast at 3 o'clock in the morning at diners anymore?
No, they're very few and far between. Some are, but mostly it's McDonald's or like those fast food. People aren't going out to diners even after the clubs. You don't see them. They don't open
up.
That was a mainstay. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, no, and Fleas just told me in my ear the same thing you said with diners. They don't stay open. That was it was either pizza or fast food or diner. And you could get a burger, you could get, you know, the diner stuff. You can get breakfast. Diner, I thought he said diner culture, but I was like, I don't know if I heard him correctly there. Diner culture.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love. Or the trends everyone's obsessing over. Or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Odyssey celebrates Labor Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla Speed Test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H 2026.
Yeah, that was a big, obviously it's a affordable meal, and it was more of a, if you want to do a sit down and you want to enjoy a little bit more of the company that you're in, you'd go to a diner. Oh, that was a big deal when I was younger going out and partying. And that's not the case anymore? They're not open? Maybe I should open a diner that's around 24. Because I've been sort of diving into multiple businesses. None of them have actually started, but there have been more existing in my head. One of them being the first ever sports gigolo or escort. I don't really know what the PC term is, but whatever the PC term is, I would be that. You know, you'd pay for us to go to a game. The other idea I had is I would be somebody that, kind of in the similar vein to the escort and the sports gigolo, is that I would go to the movies with you because I have this problem now where my wife doesn't want to go to the movies. I would like to go see The Odyssey. I'd like to go see the new Spider-Man movie. I want to see the new Avengers movie that's coming out at the end of the year. I want to see the new Dune movie that's coming out at the end of the year. And quite frankly, I don't really necessarily feel like going by myself, although it sounds like I'm about to, you know, or seems like I should say I'm about to. But I was thinking about creating a business where you would kind of hire my services and we would go to the movies together. That could be a business. Or maybe I should just start a 24-hour diner, like a throwback. And I could be the guy that worked at the Max or owned the Max in Saved by the Bell. Like I could do that. Well, I can't do that because I'm working here. But I could clone myself or I could just hire somebody. Well, probably hire would be the easier process to run that diner. But yeah, 24 hours a day diner. And I don't know about you, because I could be a pickle snob, but it doesn't matter what diner I went to. They always had the same type of pickle situation where they would have the coleslaw and they would just plop the pickle on it. And boy, did I eat that pickle every single time. But I would either go double cheeseburger, if I was feeling a little frisky, some bacon on there, or I would go the breakfast route. I would go eggs, I would go bacon, home fries. Actually, no, I would not. I would substitute the home fries with French fries. So I would go eggs, either an omelet or scrambled. Over easy is fine too. And I would substitute with the fries. We used to do a thing back in the day, although I don't know if people do this anymore because diners are not open late. We would dip the fries in gravy. And they called that something. I don't remember what they called that, but it was delicious. And that was such a not that I was a stoner, but that's like on the stoner menu, you know, basically. Like somewhere along the line, somebody was hitting the bong and said, you know what would be great? If I would take these fries and then I would take this gravy and I would dip the fries in the gravy. That's really it. It came from the mind of a stoner. How could it not? Or somebody that had 12 beers that night. They were delicious. But yeah, either burger or breakfast. I was never somebody, and it's not that I didn't trust it. It just didn't do it for me. Like somebody that would order like flounder at the diner. That's just not something I would get involved with. That's something like Paul Rosenberg would do. And that's, you know, and I, like I've said this before, there are certain boats in life. And when you get on that boat and you look around and you see certain people and you realize you've gotten on the wrong boat. Anytime you're on a boat and you see Paul Rosenberg on that boat, you've gotten on the wrong boat. Same thing with Evan. Now, financially, if you're on the same boat as Evan, you have arrived at the right boat. But as far as like social things, you're on the absolutely worst boat you can be on. Financially, definitely. Career-wise, definitely. Socially, not so much. Bad boat to be on. You look around and you say, I'm going to get off this boat. I never really went with the shakes at the diner either. But now that I... Because to me... And I would go at night, too, to the diner. Like, meaning like for dinner. But the late night diner, that was the spot. That was the hit. That was the go-to. There was a diner near me in Bethpage called the Embassy Diner. Well, there's a million diners, but Embassy Diner. And I feel like that one definitely stayed open to the wee hours. I'm not even sure if it's still there anymore. It might be under a different name. But I still see a million diners, whether I'm on Long Island or Queen. Like, and Jersey's got a ton. Well, Jersey, you know, Jersey operates kind of, they march to the beat of their own drum, Jersey, with their rules and regulations. But to hear that the New York diners are not open super late anymore, oh, man. You know, I've heard this from people, and I don't believe it, but the generation now that's young, like 21, whatever the freaking generation that is, I barely even remember what generation I am, let alone generations that are come after me. But a lot of people say, well, the younger generation, the 21, 22-year-olds, they don't really go out and drink. They just sit around and vape all day, which is possible. But maybe that's why some of these diners are like, hey, we're not going to stay open until 3, 4 in the morning because there isn't as much. Because if there was a need for it, if there was a customers, they would do it. You learn something new every day, though. This, all you got to do is ask questions. If I didn't ask that question, I would have never found this out. Now I'm hungry. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Diane in Long Island. Or is it on Long Island or in Long Island, Diane? What do you prefer?
I prefer on Long Island.
Yeah, I'm going to go with on because you're really on top of it. You're not really like inside of it or anything like that. So I'm going to go on Long Island. So I agree with you. Now, you are going to enlighten me on a few things. Number one, you know the name of fries that are dipped in gravy.
Disco fries.
Boom. You're right. 100%. When you said it now, it brings me back to such great memories of going out and then being, you know, obviously having a few with designated driver, Uber, whatever, and then going to a diner and having, yes, disco fries. You also know why diners are closed late night these days. Or when we say late night, I would assume midnight and beyond, the after hours portion of the evening.
Well, actually, no. Diners are closing now at 10 o'clock, which is really upsetting because my husband and I, when we were dating, we would always go to the diner, get a coffee, cheesecake. They close at 10 o'clock now. It's like, what do you do with that?
Yeah, that is, I mean, I would feel like most, if not all, restaurants are at least open to like 11. The idea that diners, which to me are really their late night spot, like you said, even if it's for a cup of coffee and some cheesecake or whatever, the fact that, and do we know why they're doing this?
Yes, it's ever since COVID.
But that was 6 years ago.
And again, but for some reason, they're still closed.
This feels like a South Park episode waiting to happen. Ever since COVID. You know, 70 years from now, somebody's going to be like, well, ever since COVID. COVID, it was 70 years ago. Ever since COVID.
I know, you would think they would have changed, but nope.
Jeez. I mean, we're pleading the fifth now on COVID. We can't open a diner at midnight? But I've heard, and I don't mean to, I was not shouting at Diane. I was just more, she laughs. She's got a great laugh. I that ever since COVID, I can't hear it. I can't. I've heard that a lot when it comes to things. It was 6 years ago. Stop it. Okay, can we now open up diners again at midnight, please? Well, ever since COVID, let me tell you, ever since COVID, it's not 2021. It's 2026. Soon to be 2027. That's not a valid reason, as far as I'm concerned. And if you build it, they will come. If you open a diner up at 1 and 2 in the morning, people will stumble across it because they want eggs at 3 in the morning or a double cheeseburger with bacon on it and disco fries. Bro, all you got to do is build a diner near a movie theater. And when 7 dudes that go to see a Marvel movie roll out of that movie theater at 2 in the morning, they're going right to that diner. And they're eating A to the Z. Everything on the menu. Now, maybe that's not the real reason. Diane was just sort of speculating ever since COVID. Ever since COVID. Yeah, maybe like chronologically that's why, but that might not be the sole reason for it. This is such a revelation for me. I was totally in the dark and unaware that this was the case, that diners now close at 10 o'clock at night. That sucks. Not the diners I grew up on. And when you're a Long Island guy like me, born, bred, raised, lived there forever, Bethpage, Long Island, there was a diner every... Diners were the original Starbucks. Now there's a Starbucks everywhere. But diners were the original where there was... And there still are. Like, I go home and see I go home to visit Long Island, and there's still a million diners. But you're telling me they're all closed at 10 o'clock at night. Huh. And you want to be my late tech salesman. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Dominic in North Carolina needs my help on something. What's going on, Dom? What can I do you for?
Well, first, seriously, diners are all closing because of rising costs, and they can't get any staff late at night. So I don't know what the kids are doing.
Okay,
they're not
let's
going
just,
to the diner. They're not working
say,
at the diner. They're not having sex.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though.
I don't know what this generation is all about.
Oh, who knows? But I'll tell you what's open up at 2 in the morning, the vape shops. Those bad boys are still open. They're vaping. Right. That's what they're doing. Stop vaping! Right. No, anyway, but really, if you keep a diner, let's say staff-wise for a diner, you would have a waiter or a waitress, and I think one could almost handle an entire diner at 2 in the morning. You would have...
Those guys are incredible. They can cook anything. They can cook 3,000 yeah. dishes, you know? So you don't need a lot of staff. But
no, you need like a maitre d' or somebody, you know, at the door. And then you need a couple of cooks. That's it. So maybe you have a staff of 4 or 5 people.
I don't know if you ever worked in a restaurant, but the margin's small. And a place like a diner needs volume. And at late night, they don't have the volume.
But so they always had that volume. Now all of a sudden, they don't have the volume?
Well, I mean, like you say, build it. It won't come, or you know, the volume.
Maybe we oversaturated the diners. Maybe it was something that the balloon needed to be taking the air out of it, so to speak. And there will be a resurgence of the diner, the late night diners, you know, in a couple of years, perhaps. I don't know, but yeah, look, I get it with money. I'm not trying to like touch anybody's money, and you're running a business. So clearly, I will say this: I do think in some ways, the 2020 and COVID, it did shine a light on certain things where I think businesses and people said, why are we really doing this at 2 in the morning? Why? Because even like I was in Atlantic City, Dom, in March, and me and a couple buddies went out to a nightclub, and it used to be 10 to 4 with the hours. Now it's 11 to 3. And I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
Yeah, I was in Vegas a couple weeks ago. Vegas is closing.
Do not tell me that.
Crazy.
Do not tell me that.
Yeah. No, it is.
It's what do you mean true, it's closing? True. What time do the clubs close in Vegas?
3.
They better not. Absolutely,
no,
they better
do.
Not. I'm about to go out to Vegas next year.
On Saturday, Saturday is 4. Saturday's 4.
Okay, Saturday's 4. No, but it should be 4. So what? Okay, Saturday, Fridays, and Sundays, and Thursdays should be 4 a.m. And there should be after-hour spots. Now, I'm going to Vegas for my buddy's bachelor party next summer, so I will come back with a full report. But now, look...
I got to get to my point.
You will, because you need help. But you need help, though. Okay. But now I need help. You said, now you're giving me, you dropped a bombshell on me with Vegas, but I will table it. What is it that you need from me?
I need some help from you because you're a media superstar.
Yes, I am.
And I've thought this for a long time. You know, yeah. Dave Sims, good broadcaster, he's had trouble with his home run call because, you know, Hey Now was so controversial. And he doesn't really have one. It seems to me at this point.
You're saying you're saying like an overall home run call or for like each individual player?
No, not for each individual player. That's Sterling.
You could maybe like sprinkle it in. But I hear you. So meaning like a guy hits a home run and you have sort of a loogie. You kind of have like a catchphrase.
Right, exactly.
But he has. Yeah,
you know, the Yankees have all the Costanza bobblehead nights.
Yes, they do. All the including one coming up with the Calzone. Yeah.
Seinfeld-centric team. I've always thought a great home run call would be he took it out.
Well, listen. How'd your date with Phil Totola go? He took it out. You're bothering Al Dukes. He doesn't like when I quote the show anymore. But you know what? Al, what are you going to do? He set me up for it. Hey, how'd your date with Phil Totola go? He took it out. Well, I mean, he can't breathe in there. It's inhumane. Line drive to right field. Well, actually, well, you can hit a line drive home run. Line drive to right field. Let's just say just baseball. It doesn't have to be Dave, but just a baseball. It could be Gary. It could be anybody. Let's just say that they wanted to do, he took it out. Which I don't really think has anything to do with hitting a home run. But for the sake of this exercise. High fly ball to center field. Drifting back to center fielder. This is why I'm not doing play-by-play in my life. I mean, I'm terrible at it. I mean, I'm listening to myself going, there was about six pigeons that were listening on the Odyssey app that decided to go do something better with their lives. That was awful. But anyway, he took it out. Eh. Yeah. Yeah. No. But there are no bad suggestions in life. But when you're telling me so hold on. It depends on the area. I think 3 a.m., 4. The problem with places closing at 3 a.m., they don't really close at 3 a.m. When a club says we're closing at 3 a.m., they don't close at 3 a.m. They really more close at like 2:45 because 2:30 is last call, and by 2:45, they're basically chasing you out of there. If it's a legitimate 3 o'clock, hey, 3 o'clock, we're done, then fine. I think 3 to 4 is, that is late. But for Vegas, it should be 3 to 4. Heck, like I said, there are after-hour spots. You need a 24-7, 7 days a week, 12 months out of the year party in Vegas. I'm going to have to do some reconnaissance work when I go out there. I'm going for my buddy's bachelor party next summer. So I will report back to our audience about that. Or if you've been to Vegas recently, and you can let me know. Although Dom was, but he made it seem like the weekends are still 4 a.m., which is fine. If Tuesday night they close down at 3 a.m., I don't have an issue with that. Although, as my buddy Mike Carver once said, it's always somebody's Saturday night in Vegas. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Let's go to Carl. He joins us on Staten Island. What's up, Carl?
Tommy, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's up?
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I got family in Vegas. Vegas is dying, man.
I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. And I when you say that, or when they say that, is it just the sort of the, because when I think of like Atlantic City and what kept it alive over those years, it wasn't me and my, idiot friends that were going down on a Saturday night with like 16 different button downs and going to the club on a Saturday night. What kept Vegas alive all those years were the Greyhound buses, were the old people going down there and gambling all week. So is it one of those things where people are not going there to gamble night in and night out? Or is it that even on the weekends, you're not getting the party goers as much?
Well, it's a little bit of both. And kind of very similar to Atlantic City, because I have a very good friend of mine who has business in Atlantic City. He owns a club in AC. AC is what they've done to AC and what they allowed to go on, same as Vegas, with just like, the surrounding area and the homelessness and the drug addicts, and a lot of people are just turned off to it.
Yeah, I mean, AC down there's always been a little bit of a rough area, but you think that is kind of driven away kind of business? Because, dude, when I was younger and not that long ago, 10, 12 years ago, every casino had a club in AC, and now it has dwindled down to maybe a handful, a couple, maybe two or three.
The casinos are closing one by one. I mean, yeah. AC is totally, I'm telling you, I got my good buddy owns a club in AC. It is dead. The only times on the weekend when his club has any action is if there's like a big concert or something going on in the city. But other than that, it's turned into a ghost town. No, nobody's really coming there to invest money to open anything, and businesses are closing.
Yeah, that's a shame. And the same thing with Vegas. Like, I've been hearing about that now for the last couple of years. I have not been since 23, so I can't speak to it, 2023. But like I said, I'm going out there next summer. Unless you tell me I should tell my buddy to go somewhere else for his bachelor party.
Oh, me personally? I mean, depending on what you want to do, if you're just going to gamble and party or whatever, Vegas, I mean, to me, I would go somewhere else, man. You could go to... San Diego or Tennessee is jumping a little bit.
Well, Nashville's amazing. We've been there a million times. But I heard Scottsdale is a lot of fun. I've heard that's awesome.
Scottsdale's off the hook. Yeah. Me personally, you want to go? You want to really go and do it? Go to Columbia, but you may never come home.
Yeah, I would probably need to talk to a divorce lawyer before I go to Columbia. But yeah, no, that because I've heard some stories about those kind of bachelor parties. But yeah, maybe I'll have a little chat with him. Because you know what it is, Carl? We know him and I know Vegas for its prime. And the last thing you ever want to do is go to a place where it's not what you remember it being. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you right now, when you remember Vegas, forget about it. Erase it out of your mind. It's not that anymore.
Yeah, but you can't, though. You can't. It's one thing if it's your first time going. If you've been there a bunch of times and it's not the same, then it's disappointing. And that's something I don't want, especially for a bachelor party.
Well, just think of it this way, Tommy, though. Everything that we know, I mean, I don't know how old you are, but I'm about to be 50.
I'm 41.
Everything we know, right. So everything we know 15, 20 years ago, nothing's the same. Nothing. So to go back to the diner thing, there's two diners on Staten Island that are open 24 hours.
Okay.
Where before COVID, and that lady was right, before COVID, there was probably five on Staten Island that were 24 hours.
Yeah, look, they said it at the time. It was going to take a while. I know. But it's in many ways, you're right. And it's like maybe it'll take time to kind of get back there. Maybe some of it is the toothpaste is out of the tube. But yeah, you're right. It's sucks.
Yeah, it sucks, bro, because, you know, we live in a totally different world. And for me, like, I don't have children, but I feel bad for my nieces and nephews who are now, you know, late teenagers, early 20s.
Right.
And the world that they're growing up in, and they'll ask me questions, and I'll tell them, like, you guys have no idea how it was when I grew up, when I was 19, 20, 22, 25, when I was 30. Totally different world.
Well, for them though, it's their first sort of go around. So like, and then we'll get to the Mets here in a sec. Like, if I go to Vegas, like, let's say I've never been to Vegas and I go next year, I'm none the wiser. Yeah, I've heard people say, oh, you should have been there a couple years ago. But, like, for me, it's my first time going, so I don't have anything to kind of base it off of. But for someone like me or you who have been there a bunch, to me, to go to Vegas and it's not the same, that would be just... I wouldn't be able to do it. I'd be like, I got to get out of here. Because if it's not the way I remember it, and it's for reasons that I can't even explain, that would annoy me a lot.
Well, then you're going to be annoyed, my friend.
Well, no, I'm just going to, because I'm the best man, so I have stroke. I could tell them we're not going there.
Okay, all right. So you're the one, so you're making a decision. You're the end all be all.
He's making the decision, but I definitely have a little bit of leeway there where I could probably suggest going to a different location.
So here's my suggestion. You tell your wives, your significant others, you're going on a fishing trip and you go to Columbia.
Hey, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Listen, we caught a lot of fish, so to speak. But
you want to hear a funny story and to keep it to that effect?
Okay.
About 20 years ago, we go to the Dominican Republic for my cousin's bachelor party.
Uh-huh.
So it was in September. So now the wedding was whenever it was, a month and a half later. So now the whole family's together for Thanksgiving.
Right.
And one of my cousin's wives, she's like, you know something, guys? You went to the Dominican Republic. You all said you had a great time and a fishing trip, this, this, and that. She goes, we never even seen no pictures or nothing. She goes, did you guys even catch anything? And me being the maniac that I am, I says, I hope we didn't catch anything.
Exactly.
I got kicked under the table. My cousin kicked me so hard under the table. They gave me the dirtiest looks.
Yeah.
I said, I hope we didn't catch anything.
Yeah, I thought, I appreciate the call, Carl. We'll get to the Mets another time. We could always get to the Mets. We got bigger fish to fry here. No, I thought the line was going to be, ever since you guys went to that bachelor party in the DR, I've noticed a rash developed. Yeah, well, you know. It's the line in The Hangover, which I don't think I could say because there's cursing in it, but you get the idea. Some things come back with you from Vegas. But man, yeah. No, I don't think he would want to go to the DR or Columbia or anything like that. But there is like Austin, Texas, I've been to, but he hasn't. It's fun. Scottsdale, I've never been to, and I've heard great things about. His heart is set on Vegas, but I'm glad you said this because I'm going to see him next week. So I will present this to him as sort of a, hey, maybe we should think about a different location. And then I got to think about opening a diner that stays open at 3 in the morning. 8888, because we need disco fries at 4 in the morning. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Okay, coming up in the next segment, your calls, and also the Cade Klubnik hype train and why the brakes need to be pushed there. Jackson Dart has developed a new weapon at a favorite target at Giants camp. We'll get into both of those things coming up here. And like I said, your phone calls at 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Odyssey celebrates Labor Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
338 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is after hours here on The Fan. A name that I've been pumping up a lot in the offseason, and this is a guy that I watched with the Ravens and always thought he had a ton of talent, but never was really given the opportunity to be the guy, to be the top tight end for the Ravens, and that is Isaiah Likely. And when the Giants signed him and acquired him in the offseason, you know, via free agency, I was super pumped up about it because, yeah, he's a tight end, but in a lot of ways, he's a wide receiver. And in a lot of ways, I felt like Isaiah Likely can fill the void left by Wandale Robinson and be that slot receiver slash tight end to go along with Theo Johnson. And from everything I've read, Isaiah Likely is, and we know about the relationship between Dart and Theo Johnson and how much Dart looked to Theo in his rookie year. Likely has become Jackson Dart's, you know, top primary target here in training camp out of West Virginia. And I'm not surprised at all by that. Number one, it's a young quarterback, tight end. It's always the best friend. But also, Isaiah Likely, he possesses a skill set that is very enticing. The speed, the size. He was very impressive whenever he got an opportunity with the Ravens. And now he has a chance to really blossom with the Giants. He's got a young quarterback. He's got familiarity with Harbaugh. And he just has, like I said, the size, the athleticism to not only play the role of a tight end, but also as a slot receiver. And I expect big things out of Likely this year in what has now become a crowded wide receiver skill position room for the Giants, which is headlined by Malik Nabers, who in all likelihood, I think the Giants are going to play it safe. I think in all likelihood, Nabers is going to start the year, not on the pup list or anything like that, but he's not going to play in week one, Malik Nabers. That's my feeling. But with this room being Beckham and Calvin Austin and Mooney and Malachi Fields and Isaiah Likely and Theo Johnson and Scataboo and Tracy and all the players that have surrounded Jackson Dart, it is really top to bottom as far as depth. And of course, you still have Slayton and Jalen Hyatt. The depth on the Giants as far as their skill positions is the best I've seen in a very, very long time. Very, very long time. And I understand that Isaiah Likely is not necessarily the most household name, but if this is your first time getting a look at him, either in the preseason or in the regular season, I think you're going to be very, very impressed with him. And he's always a guy that I've looked at as, you know, whenever I've seen him get an opportunity in Baltimore, he, Isaiah Likely, always took full advantage of it, to the point where I thought he was going to take over there as the guy. And when Mark Andrews was going to kind of be shown the door or take a lesser role, that ultimately did not end up happening, which is great for the Giants. I mean, they could benefit from that. You know, the Ravens not anointing Isaiah Likely as their top tight end and their tight end of the future. And now the Giants get a guy that has a lot of mileage left, a lot of gas in the tank, and the abilities and the athleticism and all those things that he brings to the table as far as a pass catcher to help your young quarterback in Jackson Dart. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Roger joins us from Westchester. What's up, Roger?
Tommaso Luigi Lugemeister III. Now, first, let's
well, it's funny that you gave me that introduction. I always appreciate the introduction, the long wind-up there. I, as you know, Roger, have debated professionally going by the name Tommy Lou Gower. So I would split my last name and I would be the three-prong name, kind of like a Sarah Michelle Gellar or a Neil deGrasse Tyson or a Sarah Jessica Parker. I feel like the three name, it adds a little bit of status. And as you know, Roger, the ratings in the overnights have never been better. Whenever I'm on the air, the numbers are through the roof. Whenever you call, the numbers go to the stratosphere. So I feel like the name would just take me to an even different level. So I would be Tommy Lou Gower.
Well, I get the kind of, me thinks that you like the name Tommy. You like being called Tommy. So I think it should be I'll be there in a minute. Tommy the...
Be there in a minute. What do you got going on? You got a little something going on there, Raj? Were you
interrupting? You were just talking about... Hey, your friend. You were talking about diners and stuff. But the thing is, with the diners now, there are some that open 24 hours, but a lot of them have closed. A lot of them close early because people don't go out. Or the fast food places, Americans are lazy. They go through the drive-thru all the time. Or they have somebody go to McDonald's or Burger King and pick it up.
Well, yeah, we were talking about that earlier with an Uber Eats driver that called us up. I don't know if it's necessarily a lazy, but look, if you have the convenience, why wouldn't you take it, especially in the wee hours?
But there are so many different reasons. But there's still some great diners out there.
Of course.
I mean, out in Long Island, one of the classic diners from New York City opened up in Long Island out in Syosset last year. And the reason why they closed in Astoria was because I was told because of real estate, they couldn't pay the...
It's too expensive.
They were going to pay the... You know, they were going to put big apartments and co-ops and condos there. And
Neptune Diner is what you're talking about.
You are the man. So you know your stuff.
Well, listen, this is why they call me Tommy, the Fountain of Information.
The Neptune Diner, to me, was so perfect because we would get off the Grand Central, the last stop in Queens, if we were going back to Manhattan or back to the Bronx, and we would hit the Neptune Diner, which had a small parking lot. It was perfect. It was open 24 hours.
Right.
But you
and this is obviously when you lived in Manhattan. Now, of course, you reside in Westchester.
I used to hang out in Westchester. But the thing is about diners.
Yeah.
The Neptune Diner is the only, because what was the rule in a diner? You didn't order Italian food and you didn't order seafood.
Correct.
But in the Neptune Diner, you could order Italian food or seafood. They were that good.
Really?
I think Ernie and, yeah. Yes. Oh, excellent.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like I brought this up earlier, Roger. Not this necessarily because I'm not disagreeing with you or questioning the Neptune Diner. Just for me, when I think diners, I think burgers, I think breakfast, and maybe like a Cobb salad or big salad. We don't have a big salad. We have a big bowl. Well, then just put it in the bowl. I don't think of Italian food. I don't think of a chicken parm. But apparently, at the Neptune Diner, I should be.
Yeah, no, without question, you could do that.
The fish, the whole thing.
But I'm like you. I go and I order a cheeseburger. I used to order a cheeseburger deluxe, but now I just order a cheeseburger.
You know what they call a cheeseburger in France?
In Germany.
Yeah. But well, they call it a Royale with cheese. That's what they call it.
Yeah. But I go when I go to the Neptune, their cheeseburgers are off the charts. I go there. But also, a lot of reasons they've closed, a lot of them are owned by Greek families, the second, third generation. Didn't want to work the 7 days.
Yeah. So, you see that a lot in these family kind of things passed down where the kids are just like, yeah, we're going to just kind of cash out and get this money and we're not going to work like pops did all those years. Yeah, you see that a lot too, like you said. These kind of passed down from generation to generation.
Right. But when you open the diner, I mean, you got to do it someplace. If once word of mouth goes around, the place is great. The people are going to come.
People will show up, no doubt, in droves, 100%.
You should have a parking lot. You should hook up with Gordon, like Gordon Ramsay and Bobby Flay.
You want me to hook up with Gordon Ramsay and Bobby Flay and open a diner? Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. They fixed the diner. He has that show where he goes around fixing people's diners and stuff.
Yeah.
You got to hook that up as part of publicity.
Who's
got to
hook
that
up? You know, I got to do that, you're saying?
But it's your diner, right?
Which diner? I don't own one.
You say you're opening a diner.
Oh, when I open one. Well, listen, when I open one, it's not going to need any help because it's going to be so perfect.
All right, I thought more publicity would help.
Well, I mean, publicity. I mean, how much more publicity can you get than 3 a.m. in the morning on a sports talk radio station when you're talking about diners? I mean, I think that's like the pinnacle of, you know, getting it out there to the masses.
And having a parking lot and hot, listen, this is the key, hot-looking waitresses. That's what you got. The cooks have to be able to cook like chefs.
Roger, I love the conversation we're having, but is there a destination here or no?
Yes, there is a destination. But first, let me get this out of the way.
What do you mean first? I was looking for last. You went with first. I wanted a last, and you went first. Can we go last instead of first, and then we can go first another time?
No, you can get last right now.
Let's why don't we go last, and then we can go first? How about that? Let's go last first.
This is going to be last.
Yeah, let's get the
triplets out of the way, all right?
Okay.
Dave Portnoy, Mark Zuckerberg, and WFAN's very own Evan Roberts. Those guys are triplets. They could go around the country, I guess, testing liver and...
Yeah, Roger, I'm sorry. Maybe we should have went first. You never know what door to go with you, Raj. And sometimes I stumble on a door with you that's good. And then there are other times we stumble on a door and I'm like, eh, not so good. Not so good. Not so good. I even gave you a little bit of warm up there with the diners and I figured, all right, we'll get a fastball here. Didn't get the fastball. It's okay. The beauty of sports talk radio is there's always another opportunity to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Tim joins us next here on After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. What's going on?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Tommy.
Hey.
Hey, you got me? Yeah. Hey, I was just in New York, April, to see a Yankee game of my son. His first time being in New York. So I'm from Easytalk, Port Jefferson originally, Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, My son ran for a great adventure, and he loved the whole thing, the train rides, the subway, all that.
Oh, yeah.
But here's my problem.
Kids
I have
love
in
trains.
Stadium.
They love the trains.
Yeah, he couldn't get up. Why a train to stop at every single lounge for the fun of it? I said, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. It's like hitting every button on the elevator on the way up. We're not
Let's go up in every town and look around. It's like, no, I know the town. No, I'll take you where you want to go.
Yep.
So Yankee State, I could not find a chicken bucket. He wanted a chicken bucket so bad. It was a great game. I think Bellinger had two home runs. It was against the Royals. They destroyed the Royals. It was a great game for him to watch. I couldn't find a chicken bucket. You walk outside, there's 30 different food places. One place or sell a chicken bucket.
Really? I thought I was under the impression from my chicken bucket people that they sold the chicken buckets basically everywhere at Yankee Stadium. Like, you can't go to a stop or stand and not have a chicken bucket there.
It's an hour. I missed all the action. There were home runs being hit. The crowd was going. An hour to find a chicken bucket place. I swear to God. And of course, the line was up. And let me tell you something. That chicken bucket that he wanted to have so bad.
Huge.
I was curious too.
It's huge.
There's so many fries. There's a little bit of chicken. There's fries on top. Some chicken in the middle. It's all fries, Tommy.
Let me ask you this too. Was there no signs for the chicken buckets? Like, when you walked out of your seat, there wasn't like, this way to the chicken buckets. You know what I mean? There could have been a concierge desk to kind of go up to him and say, hey, where are the chicken buckets?
I had to ask a fan, and they didn't know. I had to find a guy.
That's even true. Like a fan. You're a local, you're a townie. Do you know where the chicken buckets are?
Yeah. I said, I haven't been in the Yankee Stadium in 30 years. Where are the chicken buckets? I haven't been to the new Yankee Stadium.
Well, it's a new Yankee Stadium, so it would have been more like 30 months. But that's okay. We embellish here on Sports Talk Radio. I get what you meant by that. I know we didn't think you meant 30 years. But it's been a minute since you were at the new Yankee Stadium and you were in search for these chicken buckets. Bottom line is, though, you ultimately did find said chicken bucket.
Yeah, but I mean, it was all French fries. If you ever had one...
Well, maybe you ordered the French fry bucket, though. Maybe that was pilot error.
It was a chicken bucket.
They have the dessert chicken bucket now, which I haven't tried yet. I asked Paul Rosenberg, one of my producers here, to fetch me a dessert chicken bucket. Yeah, the dessert chicken bucket. And I haven't been able to try it yet.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Oh, and one thing about down here in Florida, no delis. I had to go to my favorite deli.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean they don't have a deli? Where would one go for a sandwich?
Subway, or Jimmy John's. There's no deli in Florida.
Wait a minute. Florida, which has so many New Yorkers in it, you're telling me that none of these New Yorkers decided to open up a deli in Florida?
I'm thinking about it. I swear there was no deli.
Of course, and that's nothing against any of those sandwich shops you just mentioned, but there's something to be said about a deli, right? You walk into a deli and there's just a vibe, there's just an energy, the sandwiches are just the size of your head, they name them after celebrities.
Yeah.
You know, Larry David has a sandwich named after him. Like, I mean, not to have any delis down there in Florida. We're learning a lot of things tonight, and a lot of things I'm learning I'm not thrilled about. You definitely should open one up. You should call it the Tommy Lugauer.
Yeah, perfect. And also, I live about 5 minutes from the Mets spring training here.
Yep, Port St. Lucie.
And the spring train tickets are more expensive than a season ticket right now it costs. I mean, to see the Mets play the Yankees, it was last spring. They want $100 to see a game.
Oh, come on. In spring training? Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, dude, spring training is so expensive. We used to go for
less seats, but still, I mean, that's a lot of money to be dropping, especially when you consider, you're seeing a lot of guys that are probably not even going to be in the big leagues and so on and so forth. But yeah, that's a pretty penny. Yeah. If you would have asked me, because I don't go to spring training, but if you would have said, hey, what do the tickets cost? I would say, they're probably like $20.
That's all I'm willing to spend, not 40 or 50.
Yeah.
I can go to a regular season game for cheaper.
And what's the parking? Right? What's the parking for those at Port St. Lucie bad boys?
Well, the parking's free. I would park for
free. Parking's free. They already got you for $100. They should probably charge you for the bike. Meanwhile, they just basically turn you over and shake you down.
No, I do a sneaky move. I park in the parking lot over by the... I do a sneaky move.
You park it like the Fuddruckers across the street. I got you, Tim.
Yeah.
There's ways to get around things in life. I understand that. You know people, you know things. I get it. I hear you on that one. We might have to fact check the last call, but that's fine. I'm not suggesting or insinuating it was per se lying, but some of the things were just a little bit like interesting to me. $100 for spring training tickets. He hasn't been to Yankee Stadium in 30 years. Meanwhile, the new Yankee Stadium is not 30 years old. And my chicken bucket people tell me at Yankee Stadium, you do not have to look very far to find said chicken buckets. I have literally a chicken bucket connoisseur insider, so to speak. Like, if we were to do a weekly on this show, he could be my weekly chicken bucket insider, which could be sponsored by, the Yankee Stadium chicken bucket people. But, yeah, he told me that the chicken buckets are everywhere. You trip over the chicken buckets. You're swimming in chicken. So I don't know about that one. I don't know about an hour. It's not like, hey, I went to Citi Field and I wanted to get Shake Shack, and there's one Shake Shack, and now you're walking around Citi Field, and perhaps you don't know your way. It's your first time there. I'm an old man. I'm confused. You don't know where you're going, and it takes you an hour or so to get to said Shake Shack. Then I'll buy that. But again, I'll double back with my chicken bucket people. They're not up right now. They're sleeping, just like everyone else. No, but they are not awake. So I have to check with my chicken bucket people later on today. So I'm going to write a note down somewhere on my hand, and I'm going to say, text chicken bucket people to ask them about that. But yeah, I'm pretty sure you can get them at every stand. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie in the Late Night. Coming up, why you have to pump the brakes here on the Cade Klubnik hype train. Plus your calls on the Yankees, on the Mets. It is After Hours, the final hour of After Hours for the evening coming up until the warm-up show with Al and Gordon Damer comes your way at 5 a.m.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Odyssey celebrates Labor Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.